Justice Annette Ziegler wrote for the majority in the court's 4-3 ruling that this decision has, quote, great import to the average taxpayer, but it's businesses with major software purchases on the books that will see the immediate benefit. The business in this case, Menasha Corporation, purchased an overhaul of its software at a cost of more than $5 million, for which it was taxed more than $300,000 by the state. Menasha argued that this was customized software, which is exempt from sales taxes. The majority on the high court ultimately agreed, noting that Menasha required extensive support from the company that sold the software to get it up and running. But Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson wrote in her dissent that, quote, Wisconsin taxpayers will pick up the tab left by those who have escaped taxation as a result of the majority opinion. That tab could run more than $290 million. Abrahamson dismissed the notion that the core software Menasha purchased was customized, noting that it had been sold to more than 20,000 customers globally. This case brought out some sharp differences among justices, with Abrahamson criticizing part of Ziegler's opinion as useless, confusing, and often erroneous, and Ziegler referring to part of Abrahamson's dissent for what she called its unnecessary rhetoric. It's also a case some argued Ziegler should never have sat on in the first place. That's because one of the interested parties was Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, which spent millions to help get Ziegler elected. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.